Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
As we began to slow down the church, people would develop their own relationship with Jesus and not live off other people's spirituality. A lot of Christians are living off other people's spirituality. It's a massive problem.
What does that look like, Pete? Explain what that looks like.
It looks like I go to church. I'm a Christian. You know, I live off sermons. The worship picks me up. I may even attend a small group. But my life is compartmentalized. I don't necessarily spend a lot of time with Jesus, communing with Jesus, abiding in Jesus. I don't think about him that much during the day. And so I live off other people's spirituality. So I come to church, I live off the pastor's sermon. So I live off the small group energy, which isn't a bad thing, but I can't live off that. I live off Jesus, my own drinking from Jesus at the fountain. And I find that most people who are attending our churches are living off other people's spirituality, not hearing from God for themselves, not thinking, living in his word, living where my life is Jesus. And I think that third conversion into a slow down spirituality so put even leadership in perspective for us. I'm not first a pastor. I'm a follower of Jesus. I'm a lover of Jesus. I'm loved by Jesus. He's my life.
Yeah.
Not church. And that was a real revolution. And so we brought that back. And again, once we started integrating silence and something we call daily offices, meeting with God not once a day but a couple of times a day. And that was revolutionary. Sabbath keeping became very central to us, you know, and stopping a 24-hour period every week for a real Sabbath to the Lord our God. That was, you know, just like all this slow down stuff. It was a shift. It was a jolt. But the amazing thing is our church kept growing. So much life exploded out of our church in the years that followed, that even to this day, we kind of wonder, wow, like what was that? You start connecting people to God in a deep way, things just begin to happen.
And I
feel like not just our own lives, but the church, it's like God just broke us out of an old wineskin and just people started just hearing God and having their own richness with God. It's like everyone got born again. And that was a real surprise. And we attracted tons of young people. I mean, I think the young generation just was really drawn to a slowed-down spirituality, kind of the contemplative silence, solitude, and really anchoring radically in Jesus, calling people to complete abandonment to Jesus. I mean, that was great stuff, you know. And that's why we say most of the spirituality is just once you taste it, I mean, it's hard to go back to this kind of like attend on Sundays and, you know, just attend a small group. There's much more that God has for us.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.